Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, happy Monday, everybody. By the way, we're just talking about school supplies and all that crap. Somebody said that they still have their Trapper Keeper from elementary school. They loved it so much, they kept it.
Oh, that's very cool.
And another person said, look at Lisa Frank. Again, the name is Lisa Frank. I looked it up. It's literally everything we grew up with.
Yeah.
It's all the kittens, unicorns.
Yeah, and I bet it's three times the price
it was. Well, probably is, yeah. So it's called Lisa Frank. And then finally, somebody texted us this and said, I know what you're talking about with the teacher snooping. My daughter had to write what I love most about my mom, the things my mom likes. She said, my mom's favorite drink is Bud Light.
Oh, boy.
That's not what you want. Yeah, I bet teachers see everything.
Yeah, there's no doubt that's a trick question to get a kid to write something about their parents.
Exactly.
You know?
What's their favorite drink?
Yeah. What's the nightcap?
Yeah.
At your house.
Do you have a special uncle?
Yeah.
All those things. All right. Anyway, what am I going to tell? Oh, yeah. Amber Rose now regrets accusing Gwyneth Paltrow of having an affair with Jay-Z.
So is it true or not true?
Well, she says she's not really taking it back. She just says she feels bad for saying it because it's someone's personal life and it was just me joking about something that I don't know anything about.
The rumor on Friday was that Becky with the good hair is Gwyneth.
Yeah.
And that's what Beyonce was writing about. And Amber, I guess, decided to leak that to everybody on Friday, but now she regrets it.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Huh. It's still weird to think of Gwyneth Paltrow and Jay-Z.
You know, I feel like people were curious with Becky with the good hair for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then I don't think we all care. Do you?
But the thing is, remember, now Gwyneth Paltrow and Jay-Z used to be great friends. We'd see them out all the time. It was no big deal. They would go to games together. They'd do stuff together. Nobody cared. But now, since this Becky with the good hair song came out, they've never been seen together again.
Aha!
Yep. It is a yaha.
For the first month, because the song was new, we wondered, who is Becky?
Yeah, we did.
Now that the song's old, I don't care.
Did you really care? Did you really care at the beginning? I mean, let's talk about you.
Maybe for a couple of days there. When that song first came out and all the mystery was out there, I probably had a little bit of caring.
Mm-hmm.
But today, nothing.
Let's see here. Orlando Bloom yelled at a fan during his performance of West End's Killer Joe for using an iPad. I guess he was in the middle of performing, and he told the lady, just in the middle of the performance, stop using your effing iPad!
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I would say, though, that is annoying.
Well, I agree.
You know, it really is. I don't know if you have to go that far, but...
Yeah, it kind of interrupted the moment, don't you think? Here's the latest rumor from BJ Harris. He thinks that Peyton Manning and John Elway are going to buy the Broncos.
This is not from me. This is not from me. I mean, if you want to give me credit, you can. But a theory floated my way over the weekend was that there's some posturing going on, that the Bolin family is about to sell the Denver Broncos to Peyton and to Elway. And they're going to put a group together and they're going to take it over eventually. Could be down the road a couple of years. But there's a reason Peyton Manning just keeps hanging out here. I know he has a house, kids in school.
He was at practice with his kids.
But I could have pictured him going back to Indianapolis by now, or at least to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, the Broncos, by the way, are worth $2.6 billion with a B. $2.6 billion.
That's big.
That is a lot of money. I just feel sorry for Pat Bowlen's daughter. I really do. I think those guys are just a bunch of turds. Because she wants to take over the Broncos, and they're like, sorry, you don't fit the criteria. Listen, it's her mom and dad that own it. I'd be so mad.
Yeah.
Well,
if she doesn't have the qualifications for it, then you
because
can't
she's
earn
a woman.
You don't know that's
I feel
the qualification
like that is,
we're talking about.
Yep. I feel like they're like, well, you don't want a woman.
Maybe she can't read or write.
Maybe that's it. That's probably it. Mm-hmm. No, it's just ridiculous. How mad would you be if your dad started the Broncos, right? You had the Broncos.
Right.
And then they're like, sorry, BJ, you're not qualified to run the Broncos. Nope.
Yep.
I'd be so mad. Wouldn't you? I'd jump up and down and scream.
Yeah. I guess I would if you look at it like that.
Yes.
But
it's my mom and dad's team. Give her the Broncos.
I kind of hope Peyton gets it.
Can she be a part of it? It's her dad's team.
Yeah. Put her on the cheerleading squad.
Oh, my God. Sexist dick.
By the way, they're putting men on the cheerleading squad, are they not?
Yeah, they did
I think
for
they're going
LA
to.
Already.
Yeah. So it's not a sexist thing. It's just, it's a job. It's a job. There's going to be men on that team, too.
Okay. All right, you fixed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's fine now. Right? Okay. Let's see here. Oh, I was going to tell you, Justin Bieber, he threw shade to Selena Gomez. He said she wasn't the marrying type. He also said that he's known all along that Haley is the one he wants to marry. Those two, by the way, are saying that they're going to get married, like, really soon. She's knocked up.
I said that from the beginning, didn't I?
Well, why are they getting married so quick?
Yeah, and you kept saying no because of her religious background, that there's no way that she's pregnant. And I've said from day one, there's a reason why this has gone so fast.
Yeah. Anyway. Let me read some texts. I love when we get texts from people. Jamie, I'm a woman, and trust me, she does not have the qualifications to run a team. Hey, ouch. Dumbass Jamie, Gwen and Beyonce are best friends. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Best friends sometimes screw each other over.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. People are so mean. And something about the right lane is blocked on Hamden.
Well, I hope you get by it.
Yeah, me too, right? All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Texado. Yeah. By the way, you can text us anytime at 51059. Let's see here. Les Moonves. Moonves. How do you say it?
I think it's Moonves, is it?
Moonves. He has been accused by six chicks of, or women, sorry, that he honked them.
Chicks.
Sorry, that probably was. Broads.
Ouch.
Six broads.
Six
said.
Broads came forward.
Yeah, and said that
six
he
chicks.
That they honked him.
Yeah.
Or he honked him.
Now, aren't these allegations quite old? Several years ago?
1996.
Okay, 1996. That's 22 years ago, yeah. Guys. See, I'm of the thinking that, look, the culture was what it was in 1996. It's been 22 years. Now, bringing this to light is, I guess that's, you know, that's a good thing to do. It changes the environment and makes people think moving forward, okay? But to ask for this guy to now have to resign and to turn over CBS where, you know, the culture was different in 1996. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Well, somebody did put that question up on Facebook. They said, I don't understand it. Why is it taking women so long to say something happened? And my thought is because maybe they feel safe right now. Maybe.
I get saying something to correct and move forward. I don't get saying something to get somebody's career completely destroyed at this point.
Well, she's,
when it's 22 years old, okay?
She's claiming that when she felt like a trapped animal with him and told him to get off of her, that he then fired her from a comedy pilot that she was doing because she rejected his advances.
Now, he denies that.
Right.
Completely.
Right.
He says he's never, ever, ever stepped on somebody's career because of they, shunned him in any way with his advances.
Here's the problem with all of this, and I think we all know this. You know, it sucks if it's true, and they should all get justice, but it sucks if it's not true, and then you're going to destroy somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you just... I mean, I think about some of the things you did back a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Not right.
I used to have this female general manager.
Kind of not right.
That would honk me. And it was a woman.
You had a general manager that honked you.
On the butt.
She would honk your mouth. She could grab that flat ass.
Wah, wah. It wasn't flat in those days.
Oh, it was. Oh, it popped out then? You had it popping?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she would do that to you?
Yep.
Do you want to
disclose her name?
Out her and talk about her?
No, I'm not angry.
Oh.
I liked it. I'm not angry at all. But I'm saying that it does go both ways, Jamie. That's my point. And I didn't really mind. I walked by her office often.
See, this is probably where we
what?
Get... I just feel sometimes...
I'm being truthful. Though.
I know, but I feel
I'm actually telling
like
the truth.
You had a boss did. That honked you.
She hit on me all the time. Yes, I did.
Can I tell you something?
I did. She did.
Can I tell you once that what Sean told me? That he was sad that nobody ever, ever... Like,
honked him?
Ever.
Well, come here, buddy. I'll honk you.
Really? You mean it? Like a for real one, not just a fingertip?
We'll get it on video.
All right.
Do it for Facebook if you want.
He just said that in his, you know, everybody always has these allegations and he doesn't have anything.
Yeah. So Sean, you've never been in an uncomfortable situation where somebody, not even uncomfortable, but somebody hitting on you in the office place?
No.
You've never had a coworker hit on you?
No.
Never. Male or female. I'd have taken either one, really. But never. I've never.
Never had a coworker.
I don't get it.
What do you think the odds are moving forward?
I'm not very hopeful.
Do you think those glory days are behind you?
Oh, for sure. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
My good days are behind me.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad saying sorry, Sean. I mean, it's not, you know, this is so, like, we're so rude right now. We apologize, everyone.
Yes,
I'm sorry. We're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Because this feels like...
I didn't do nothing wrong.
I know, but I think being sad about it is probably offensive to some.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, now I am sorry.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
or
I
maybe they can chuckle at this point. I want to talk about one last thing before we go, and that is that, what's that, Senator Gardner? You know him?
Corey?
Yeah, Corey.
Yeah.
I just watched the funniest clip, and maybe it's just me, but he's in Bush, Colorado, because they had a big tornado last night, where it like tossed all those airplanes. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's just east of Greeley, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's out in that Fort Morgan area.
So he is there surveying the damage. And maybe it's just me. You guys, he can tell that the camera crew is on him, right? So he picks up a big board, a 2x4, walks over in his suit and tosses it over.
Oh, he's got a suit on?
Well, he does have a suit. He has dress pants on, a dress shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It just was so funny to me, like, oh, thank you, Corey, for moving that board. The place is safer now.
Yeah. Nice cleanup, Corey.
I mean, the place is destroyed. The hangar's destroyed. Planes are upside down, but Corey's got the 2x4.
But they always get those political, you know, I'm out to help clean up the neighborhood.
Yes.
That's the only stinking board he touched, I guarantee you. Was that little photo op?
Remember
did,
the, right? the faux pas that Trump did? Oh my God! So remember when he was at I forgot where he was, Puerto Rico or somewhere, and he's throwing paper towels to all the victims.
Yeah,
like a football. That was so bad.
People need paper towels.
Well, I know, but he was throwing to them like, "Hey, go out for." I mean, here they have no food, no water, no nothing.
I was kidding about the paper towels.
He's like, "Go out for pass." All right. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.